Hi everybody, and welcome to the ASP.NET Monsters. This is episode number 24. This is the episode where I forget to ask Dave what this episode is going to be about, and he has to tell me, which is embarrassing.
That would be view components.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, going to talk a bit about view components today, and this is a new feature in ASP.NET Core MVC. So this didn't exist previously in like MVC 1 through 5, I suppose. And the idea here is that it's a new way to build kind of reusable components that we would put in our views, hence the name view components. So the example I'm going to use here is that I want to put a news feed somewhere on my site. That's something that I might reuse in a few different places in the site. And the idea here, so let's just walk through the example and take a look at what this looks like. So I have the concept of an article. It just has a title, a Twitter handle, and a date that it was posted. And then I have an article service here. And it's pretty lightweight. All it's doing is using GenFoo, which we talked about in a previous episode, to generate some random articles for us. And I can pass in an integer here just saying how many articles I want to receive. And I'm going to display that on my main page. So what that looks like in the application running here is every time I refresh the page, it's giving me a new random list of, I think in this case, 10 new articles, and just displaying it on my view.
These are fantastic articles. I would read these.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
We even introduced, I know, we introduced another 10 or so in the latest build of GenFoo as well, so.
That's great. So if we look at how we actually implement this, so a view component has two parts. There's the view, which is just CSHTML, so it's a razor file. And from that perspective, it's a little bit like a partial view where we were using these things. But what makes it different from a partial view is that there's also some code behind this thing. And that's the view component class. So that view component class, you can sort of think of it as a little lightweight controller. Like it doesn't have everything that a controller would have. You can't do things like put action filters on it, and it doesn't expect an unique request for each action that invocation of the view component. But all it is, and the convention is to put these in a view components folder, although that's not a requirement. But it's just a class, so I called it what's new view component. And it inherits from view component. And now, because it's just like everything else in ASP.NET Core, it can take part in dependency injection. So I want to make use of the article service to get my articles. And I'm just injecting it into the constructor, just like I would do anywhere else. So that's the getting my service part. And then the piece where that would be the equivalent to a controller action, I suppose, is the invoke method. And you just you define an invoke method with whatever parameters you need for your use case, and it should return an iView component result. So you can see how that starts to feel a lot like a controller there. And I just return view and pass it my model. In this case, I call article service, get new articles, and I pass in the number of articles.
So just to close the loop on the...
So that's all there is to the component class itself. You can have whatever logic you want.
To close the loop on the article service, then that's part of the dependency injection. So you've already wired that up, for example, in your DI container.
Correct. Yeah, that's in the startup CS. I've wired that up.
Excellent.
And over now, the view part of that, the CSHTML part, these go under shared, and in a components folder. So under components, then you create a folder with the name of that view component. So in this case, what's new. And you create a default CSHTML. So these can be named. So you can also have named views here. So if I wanted to return a different view than the default one, I would specify the name of the view here. But if you don't specify one, then it will look for a view called default. And this just looks like any other model-bound CSHTML file, right? I define that I'm expecting the IEnumerable of article, and then I'm just looping over it and generating a list. So that's all there is to defining the view component. Then the last step is, how do you call it? And if we take a look at my index page here, we have at component.invoke, and you just give it the name, so what's new, and then whatever parameters you need to pass to the invoke method. That's all there is to it.
That looks ugly to me. Could that be wrapped inside of a tag helper?
It could be, and I believe that their intention eventually is for this to look like this.
Oh, that would be cool.
But I don't know that that's going to get there for this release. That might be a V2 thing. I remember seeing a GitHub issue on that. I haven't followed along to see where they're at with it, but it originally wasn't scheduled for version 1 here. But yeah, that would be so much cleaner, right? Because then it would fit with the theme of tag helpers and cleaner markup and everything. But for now, it's at component.invoke. Now, if I talked a bit about how you can have the different named views. So if we wanted to change this for some reason, or maybe it was based on some logic that we wanted to return a different view than the default one. So I created another one here called details in that page. But instead of doing a list, it's outputting a table with all the information about the article. So all I had to do was give it the name of the view that I actually wanted. And now when I come back here and refresh, it should give me a table.
So based on whatever, you know, like if it's a claim or if it's some condition in your application or a setting for the user, you could enable a different experience if you wanted to with the same data.
Then maybe it's even something along the lines of, you know, if you only want to display something if the user is authenticated, and if they're not authenticated, you want to display something completely different.
Right.
So you could do that within your invoke method. You can have that logic to decide what you should do.
Excellent.
So now this completely replaces child actions that we had in previous versions of MVC. So
right.
Child controller actions, that just doesn't exist in the new framework.
And that's good for a lot of reasons, because child actions, you know, the biggest thing that a lot of people didn't realize is that they were re-entrant into the HTTP pipeline. So the minute that you hit in your view, when you went to render it at HTML.view, that child action would actually, the request would pop back out and it would go through everything, any of your cross-cutting concerns like authentication, authorization, the logging, statistics, all that stuff would be re-entrant back into a new instance of the controller.
That's often where it would cause problems. So people would do something like put an authorized attribute on their child action, thinking that it would just mean you needed to be authorized to see that portion of the page wherever you were rendering the child action. But then what would happen is the entire page would fail, and the user wouldn't be able to view anything on the page because they weren't authorized, when in reality it was only that little section that they weren't supposed to see.
Right.
I also seem to remember it was playing havoc with like view data and view bag data.
Yeah. And so we do still have access to some of those things. And to be honest, I haven't really played around to see how that's scoped specifically, but there is view bag and view data
available.
You do have access to some of that.
Super handy.
Mm-hmm. And that about wraps it up for view components.
Okay, excellent.
All right.
Well,
fantastic.
Simon, contest, how are we doing? Any entries yet?
I haven't seen any entries and certainly no winners yet, but the year is yet young, and I felt generous here. I thought I might give a hint that the contest may or may not have something to do with Rot 13.
Very helpful.
I feel that I'm definitely helping people out here. So thanks everybody for watching, and we expect to see lots of entries into our contest the next time that people are watching, and we'll see everybody next week or next episode on the ASP.NET Monsters.
Thanks everyone.
Thanks,
cheers
everyone. Bye.